The purpose of this series of podcasts, What is a Felony DUI in Arizona?, is to discuss the facts, legal issues, and sentences imposed in Arizona felony DUI cases so people can have an understanding of how individuals can be found guilty of felony DUI and what sentences can be imposed. The cases discussed in this series are primarily based on memorandum decisions issued by the Arizona Court of Appeals. Memorandum decisions are only binding on that individual case and are not legal precedent for other cases. However, their discussion of the facts, legal issues presented, and sentences imposed are a good guide for what it takes to be found guilty of a felony DUI in Arizona and what the sentences imposed could be. Please keep in mind, almost all of these cases arose from the defendant's appeal after a felony DUI trial. Sentences for felony DUIs, which are resolved by plea agreement, are often less than those imposed after a jury trial. Today's case in this series is case number 9, State v. White. The White decision was issued by the Court of Appeals on August 20, 2015. The facts in the case are, at approximately midnight on December the 3rd, 2011, a Phoenix police officer observed the defendant driving a vehicle the wrong way down a one-way street without the car's headlights on. After the officer stopped the defendant's vehicle, the officer noticed that the defendant had watery, bloodshot eyes and smelled of an odor of alcohol. The defendant admitted to drinking beer earlier that night. The defendant was then arrested and taken to another location where blood was drawn. The blood sample was tested at 0.203%. The evidence was at the time of the defendant's arrest, his driving privileges had been suspended. The defendant was charged with felony aggravated DUI. The defendant was found guilty in a jury trial. There were no legal issues presented in this case. The sentence imposed by the trial court was the defendant was sentenced to 2 years as supervised probation to begin upon his release from prison after serving the mandatory 4 months. The memorandum decision, State v. White, is attached to a transcript of this recording.